WGIL.com.
We're wrapping our time up with our guest, Leanne Porter. She heads up Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank in Galesburg. Their warehouse is there at 77 South Henderson Street, the old Protex Hall building. She's grown in 5 years to, I think, five different locations because they just got so many diaper donations. And that's so great with the Galesburg Community Foundation helping out. And when you are low on diapers, you probably don't get low, but they just come in. And when you think, oh, no, we're going to be, you're flush with diapers and all that you need to help out there at the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank.
Yeah.
You got to be blessed with the community support.
Yeah. It always seems to come in what we need, but we're always, you know, right now we have a need for newborns. So we have a new one of our partners is actually they're working with the hospitals in Peoria.
Yeah.
And so they're identifying at-risk families that have just had babies. And so they're connecting with them at the hospital. And so this has suddenly meant we need a lot more newborn diapers because they're connecting in the hospital right from the very beginning. And so now a size that we've never needed as much we
yeah.
need.
Yeah, you have a need for, yep. Period products, incontinence products, too. That's what they have at Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, lovingbottoms.org to check out more. Tell us about the millionth diaper. How do you know? Did you count? Who's the counter there at Loving Bottoms? Your millionth diaper is going to go out to a family on Wednesday.
Well, it's going out to one of our partners,
yeah.
And it'll probably very quickly then go to the actual family. And because a lot of our partners, their turnaround is really quickly from when they get the diapers from us. And so, yeah, it used to be kept on spreadsheets. Now we've got these cool coder guys that are developing a software program just for diaper banks. So we're really thankful for that inventory system.
Yeah.
And so that kind of helps us track all of our inventory. But, yeah, I've been counting them all along ever since tracking them.
A million's a lot no matter what
it's
you're talking about.
Diapers. It's a lot. Yeah, and we're over a million with these diapers that go out.
So is it an actual event on Wednesday?
Yeah, so we are having a sort of a hybrid open warehouse. And so we want to sort of open our doors to anybody that feels comfortable. I mean, it is a large warehouse. We have 5,000 square feet of it, but there's much more warehouse.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of room for social distancing. So anybody that does want to actually physically come and see our space and talk to us, masks are required, but they're welcome to between 10 and 7 to come out. But we realize that we do serve a big region and not everybody is comfortable with actually physically coming out.
Yeah, sure.
And so we are going to go live on Facebook at 12, 4, and 6.
So Loving Bottoms on Facebook on Wednesday.
Yep.
Between 12 and 7. If you're going to stay home, catch them there to see the live event.
You can catch us live and ask us questions when we're live, and we'll answer them. We'll kind of walk around the warehouse and show people.
Yeah, not just a celebration of what Loving Bottoms have done, but information, open it up, to folks that have those needs.
Yeah.
Not just folks maybe congratulating you, but to ask questions from home, too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So ask questions when we talk about our partner agencies. We really want to. We know that a million diapers is a lot of diapers. We could give away a million diapers a year, though, and not be serving all of the children 0 to 3 that are living in poverty in our area, though.
Yeah.
That's just the reality that we know when we look at the poverty statistics. So we could be doing this many diapers every single year. And then we would kind of be making a dent in the need in our area.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of families that don't know we exist and we need to let them know. And a lot of people that don't know that we exist that maybe are like, I've experienced that and I'd like to get involved and help other families. So we want to connect with both sides.
We'll never say that around Leanne that one person can't change the world, because in your world right here, you've changed it. And that's amazing. You and all that have helped you out. So, Leanne, thank you very much for what you've done. You've helped so many people. And to ease, stress and tension, which you had in your life as a single mother for years, was tough. You lived it. And it's so great that you're the face of Loving Bottoms, you and many others, and that you've helped out so much. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a thing. This is a radio because people don't see it. It makes me like teary.
No tears. Back to smiles. I hope it goes well on Wednesday. You said 10 to 7?
10 to 7.
Yeah, you can walk in to 77 South Henderson, like Leanne said, if you're comfortable. That's the old Protex Hall building. And go in and just see what they do and walk around and look at all those diapers and tell Leanne thanks and ask questions that maybe you have about your family to get the help for the products that Loving Bottoms has, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Leanne, anytime. Well, we'd love to have you back. And I can't wait to see your growth in the area.
Thank you. We're excited.
That's Leanne Porter. 2 after 9, America's Homeowner coming up. And a look at news and sports, too, on a beautiful Saturday coming our way. 35 right now at 9:03. It's Galesburg Live. I'm sorry. Yeah, 9:03. Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. Where are my glasses? It's WGIS.